Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up, man? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. Today is Wednesday, January 26th, 2022, man. Woo! Time is flying, man. The money's almost over. Time is flying. Right now, your boy's in the beautiful city of New Orleans. It's 5:58 a.m. Around 46 degrees out. Feel okay. As you can tell, I'm a little stopped up right now. But, hey, I'm pushing through. I told y'all I was going to do the podcast. Believe me right now, I really don't feel like doing it. Tell you the truth, I'm just going to be honest with y'all. I really don't. Like I said, I'm feeling a little sluggish right now, but I'm pushing through though. And the reason I'm doing it is because I'm opening up another chapter to my book, right? Writing another chapter, man. And, you know, time is nearing for me to close out one chapter and start a new one. And it's always hard when you done something for so long and you know it's coming to an end. You know, it's like everything is lining up for it to come to an end, you know. You know, just like today, Sean Payton announced that he was stepping down from being a Saints head coach, right? And everybody, some people in their feelings, some people saying good job or whatnot. You know, shit happens, you know. When the energy aligns, the stars align, and timing aligns, you know, it's time for you to move on. So, you know, I posted something on Facebook this morning, and my wife looked at it, and she was like, dude, you sure you want to say that? And I'm like, fuck it. You know, I'm going to say it. Like, what's the fucking worst going to happen now? You know what I'm saying? What can you tell me? You know what I'm saying? Like, once you secure another level, that old level, it's not nobody can tell you on that level, you know, because you preparing for another level. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is, man. Like, you know, I just can't keep the blindfolds on no more. You know what I'm saying? If I feel it, I'm going to see it. If it offend you, it offend you. I don't give a fuck. I just don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been censored for fucking too long. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it is what it is. But, you know, everybody know I was going to CDL training, right? And I always been the type to never post or brag about the things that I do or tell people because I don't want it to come off as bragging, you know. Because, you know, I can tell you it was easy. I can tell you it was easy for me, right? But it may not be easy for you, right? You may not be able to come up with the funds to out of your pocket to pay for training like I did. You know what I'm saying? You know, you might not be able to find somebody to work around your schedule like I did. You know, you might not want to sacrifice time spending with your friends or spending with your family to train and to study and shit like that. You might not want to do it. So I'm just gonna tell you what I done, and I did it, right? I did it. I went and got my learner's permit, right? So from there I found a school that would accept me and work around my schedule, which I did. Went, dropped the cash on them. But what I needed to pay, and you could just Google CDL training schools and see how much they cost, right? And I dropped that. I invested in myself. You know what I'm saying? I invested in myself. So once you invest in yourself, there's really no stopping you. Once you realize that you are your best investment, right? Your mind, your body, your soul, your peace. You invest in that, man. Once you invest in that, you realize I invested in me. So I can't let me fail. I don't want me to fail. Right? So boom, I did that. Completed all my training. And I'm talking about when I'm back, 53-foot trailers up. I don't move them lane to lane, 90 degrees, roll time, floating gears. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I'm going to say it was easy because it was something that I've been wanting to do, right? But to somebody that just looking at it as, I hear they make a lot of money, you know, it might not be easy to you. But it was easy to for me because it's something that I wanted to do and I paid attention. It's something that I dropped cash on, you know what I'm saying? I dropped cash on this. So, that was like a major investment. So, what's going to happen? And I always try to tell y'all shit beforehand because 9 times out of 10, it's going to be better for you later. So, boom. I did all that. I think it was like August. Got my permit. I just finished school when I got my license today. Well, on the 25th. Tuesday the 25th, right? January. Got my license. Got my hard license, right? So now, when February rolls around, February 2nd, 7th, the game is changing, right? In order to get a CDL license, you're going to have to go through some kind of training. And the training is by the federal government guidelines and shit, right? So, bam. So now... when truck drivers retire, it's going to be a gap because how many people going to be able to go to the training? How much is the training going to cost now since it's mandated, right? So that's a lot of things you got to take into place. So like now, bro, I got a golden ticket. Like you got a CDL license and you got a golden ticket. You can eat every day, all day. You can eat, right? Because you got the license. One thing about freight is not gonna, freight just can't move without a driver, right? Freight can't move without the driver. The driver now has to have a license. The driver has to go through qualifications to hold his license. Anybody just can't hop in the truck and move that bitch. So, you know, I got in at the right time. I gotta get fingerprinted for my hazmat endorsement. I passed that test. I passed my tankers. So I'm just saying, man, like you gotta invest in yourself. Like if you feel like you being censored or whatever, you gotta invest in yourself, man. You got to. It's mandatory that you invest in yourself. So that way you can have some kind of freedom on what you can say, what you can do, or whatnot. So I invested in myself. Like I said, one chapter is closing, another chapter is opening. Y'all stay tuned, and I'm not going to hold y'all long. Just had to give y'all that brief update. Well, I got to give y'all this too then, right? So now it's no surprise. I started my LLC, got my EIN number and everything. J&K McGee Time 3 Trucking. And this is just like, you're going to probably listen to this podcast. Even if you listen to it, right? Even if you listen to it or whatnot, when you find it 5, 6, 7, 8 years down the line, and you're going to be like, man, that dude said he was going to do this. That dude always talked about doing this, and I'm doing it. So it's done. That part done. That's out the bag. You know, fuck. I'm telling you, like, y'all just stay tuned, man. I gave y'all enough, man. Gave y'all enough. Y'all just stay tuned. Just watch your boy. Because this is a learning process for me. But one thing about me, man, punch me hard. I need you to punch me hard. So that way I know I'm still alive. I need you to knock me down. Because I need to get back up. Right? If I never fall, I don't know how to get back up. So I just want y'all to stay. To just follow, man. Follow. Go check out the podcast. Hit the like button. Share the shit with your friends. You know what I'm saying? It's a movement, man. It's a movement. So I just need y'all to just be with me on this journey, man. That's all. Just be with me. You know, taking everybody with me, man. If you want to come alone. Y'all be good. Y'all be blessed. Like I always say, man, be nice to your neighbors. You know, don't be an asshole your whole life. You know what I'm saying? Be nice to your neighbors. Be kind. Do your part. That's all I can ask of y'all, man. Love y'all. Be good. Be blessed. Remember, man, follow that positive energy. The higher being gonna do the rest, man. Be good.